This is Professor T Love, and you've reached the right place. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Come on and get your groove on. It's Friday night, and it's time to have some fun. So let's get our groove on, because it's a bowl of soul.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
Papa never watched a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
Papa was a rolling stone,
my son.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Hey, Papa was a rolling stone.
Heck,
come it.
Wherever he laid his hat
heard Papa call himself a jack of all trades. Tell me, is that what's it Papa doing early grave? Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama! Folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Well,
when
he laid his head, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was a long, 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 long.
Papa was a rolling stone. Well, when he laid his head, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was a long, long, I say.
Papa was a rolling stone.
This is Professor T. Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. That was Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations. And as you know, there were two singers that just recently passed away. Damon Harris, who sang falsetto on that part, who was the replacement for Eddie Kendricks, and Richard Street, who was the replacement for Paul Williams. Both of them had passed away very recently. In fact, Damon Harris had passed away on February 18, 2013. And when he joined the Temptations, he was 20 years old when he joined the group. And he was with the Temptations from 1971 to 1975. And Richard Street, Alan Street, he passed away yesterday, actually. Actually, he passed away, you know, February 27th, 2013, and he passed away in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he was with the Temptations from 1971 to 1993. And as you know, Papa Was a Rolling Stone was really it won 3 Grammy Awards, and it was a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. Originally, Papa Was a Rolling Stone was released as a single by Undisputed Truth, who had that song called Smiling Faces sometimes in 1971, but it only peaked at number 63 on the pop charts and number 24 on the R&B charts. And Papa Was a Rolling Stone was written by Motown songwriters Norman Whitfield, who has worked with the Temptations, especially during their psychedelic soul era, psychedelic shack, Ball of Confusion, and Barrett Strong, who was the singer that did Money, That's What I Want. He was also a songwriter on the Motown label as well. And you know, this song was also one of the songs that ushered in, well, not ushered in, but was part of those long playing songs that really took off in the disco era, because this song was at least 12 minutes long. Okay, now the version I played you was at least about 6 minutes and 54 seconds, but this song was also played in the discotheques as well, because this is when you have Philadelphia Soul coming out with these long playing records, and they just jumped on the bandwagon. And as you know, at this time, Isaac Hayes also was making some long playing records as well. This is Professor T. Love, and I'm on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. And you can also listen to me on live365.com. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. And now I'm on a new channel. It's called aircheck.us, baby. And we're going to be putting some podcasts, A Bowl of Soul podcasts, on that network as well. And if you want to reach me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. But coming up to you next is another song, but it was when Richard Street was in this group called The Monitors. They did a song called Greetings, It's Uncle Sam. And this song was appropriate because this is around the time in the 60s, around 1966, where we were really in the heart of the Vietnam War. This is a bowl of soul, baby, and coming at you is The Monitors singing Greetings, It's Uncle Sam, baby. And this is a bowl of soul. The song explored the feelings felt by many young African-American men as they were drafted into the Army to serve in the Vietnam War. This song reached number 100 on the Billboard Pop chart in 1966, and The Monitors consisted of lead singer Richard Street, who is deceased, Sandra Fagan, John Morris Fagan, and Warren Harris. And they had two minor hits called Say You and then a cover of The Valadares, which, in fact, this song was done before by the Valadares. They did this song, which reached number 21 on the Billboard R&B charts. The years active for the Monitors being together was from 1964 to 1971, baby. And this is a bowl of soul. And you know what? We're about to take a trip down to Philadelphia, and we're going to get down with the Philly soul sound by MFSB, baby, and this is a bowl of soul.
You're listening to a bowl. We'll be right back.
tell me that's not tough. Yo, that's Mother, Father, Sister, Brother off of the album called Philadelphia Freedom, baby. Came out in 1975. It was a soul disco album. To me, this is how I got introduced even further to MFSB and how instrumental they were in creating the backbone for the Philly soul sound. And you know, on this album, the people that worked on this album, they also were successful people like Bobby Eli, who went on and he produced, he wrote the song Love Won't Let Me Wait that was sung by Major Harris and Luther Vandross. And he also was a songwriter on Just Don't Want to Be Lonely by The Main Ingredient. He also wrote tracks for Atlantic Star and Rolls Royce. And then you have Mr. Norman Harris, who was a guitarist who produced The First Choice, Lolita Holloway, Eddie Holman, and he also worked with the Love Committee, in which one of the members, Ron Tyson, is now a member of The Temptations and the South Soul Orchestra, as well as working with Blue Magic and the Tramps, as well as Mr. Reggie Lucas, who worked with Mr. M. Toomey, Mr. Juicy Fruit himself, and they worked together to produce records for numerous artists such as Stephanie Mills, Phyllis Hyman, Jennifer Holliday, and Roberta Flack. In fact, Reggie Lucas and M. Toomey won a Grammy Award for Best R&B Song for their composition, Never Knew Love Like This Before, in 1980, performed by Miss Stephanie Mills. Now, this song, Get Down with the Philly Sound, was written by Mr. Roland Chamber, and then you also have Ron Baker, Anthony Jackson on bass, Roland Chambers, T.J. Tyndall guitar, Leon Huff, who is also the owner of Philadelphia International Records, along with Mr. Kenneth Gamble, Carl Chambers, Norman Farrington, the great Mr. Earl Young on drums, Lenny Pakula, Eddie Green, Harold Ivory Williams on keyboards, Larry Washington on percussion, and the great Mr. Vincent Montana, the vibraphonist, who was the leader of the South Soul Orchestra, and Zach Zachary, Tony Williams on saxophone, Don Rinaldo and his strings and horns, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. This is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network. I want to tell all of you to thank you for listening to A Bowl of Soul and supporting A Bowl of Soul. Go to those archives. You can download them into your iPad or your MP3, your iPod, whatever you want. You can listen to A Bowl of Soul anywhere you go, baby. Take it with you to go, because it's soul to go, baby. And this is Professor T Love. And coming up next, one of the songs off of the funky album by Quincy Jones called The Dude, Miss featuring Miss Patty Austin, talking about Bet You Won't Hurt Me, Baby. You Wouldn't Hurt Me. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You wouldn't go. chance to bring you joy. How can you just leave me like a broken toy? Where's the man that once was you? Oh, if I could be within your mind, I would never think to treat you this unkind. The pain you caused will come to you.
You Wouldn't Hurt Me off the Dude studio album, which produced so many chart records that they had. They, you know, they had Razzmatazz. They also had another song, which, you know, you had the Just Once. And the album won 3 Grammy Awards, one for Best Instrumental Arrangement, Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal, and Best Instrumental Arrangement Accompanying Vocalist. And it also earned James Ingram 3 Grammy nominations for Best New Artist, Best Male Pop Vocal Performance for Just Once, and Best Male R&B Vocal Performance for 100 Ways, for which he won the Grammy Award in 1982, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up next, we're going to bring you some Detroit soul. Now, this group is called the Buena Vistas. It's an instrumental. It's a song that, you know, at the time in 1968, you know, the popular thing with Pig Meat Markham and Here Comes the Judge, Here Comes the Judge. Well, the Buena Vistas, they did their soulful instrumental version of Here Comes the Judge. And a lot of the members in the Buena Vistas, believe it or not, were also studio musicians with the Funk Brothers. In fact, some of them were the Funk Brothers, but they called themselves the Buena Vistas. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
And that was the Buena Vista's 1968 baby with Mr. Mike Terry. Mike Terry is arranger. He was also a saxophonist, and the late great Mr. Popcorn Wiley, who was a producer on the Rick Tick and Golden World labels, working with Mr. Ollie McLaughlin. He also, Popcorn Wiley, before he joined Rick Tick and Golden World, he was also in the Karen labels. He was also working for Motown as also a session musician as well. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and this is Professor T. Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. You can catch me on A Bowl of Soul on Live 365, 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. And now you can check me out on aircheck.us, baby, and get some more of that grand soul if you missed it on Progressive and Live 365, baby. And we are now going to take a pause for the cause.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
It's September, yeah. You've been gone so doggone long. Well, it's September, yeah. You've been gone all summer long. Well, last long distance called you, baby. Must have been a lie, 'cause you said that you'd be home by the 4th of July. Tell me why you still gone. It's October, just 2 weeks to Halloween. Nor have you. All right. Why would you wanna make me blue? After all I've done for you, you know I've always taken the best care of you. Tell the truth now, baby. Tell the truth now, baby. Happy Thanksgiving, baby. Have you lost? Thanksgiving, baby. Have you lost that loving feeling? Oh, Lord. You know the children ask me every day, why did you go away? I just give them an alibi. I can't look them in the eye. Woman, how long are you gonna be gone? Are you gonna be gone? Merry Christmas, babe. Well, I just sent you a gift to remind you. Oh, I want you to know that the door is still open, even though my heart is sad and broken. Girl, I'm just hoping that you won't make me wait. I just can't wait.
Philosopher of soul, Mr. Johnny Taylor. He's the godfather of Southern soul and blues, and that was off of the LP entitled Super Taylor on the Stax record label, 1974. In fact, that's a hot album. In fact, I have that album. And if you like some of the tunes that you've been listening to here on A Bowl of Soul, make sure you go to Amazon.com. you know, and purchase some of this music. You know, this is classic soul music that I'm playing. Also purchase the new soul music, the new kids on the block that are keeping the tradition of soul music alive. And coming, speaking of keeping the tradition of soul music alive, coming at you next is Miss Lisa Taylor. She's got a nice song called Funny Feeling. She is an independent artist that is based in Santa Cruz, California, and she just released her new album, Let Love Shine, baby. And in fact, you can buy Let Love Shine by going to www.lltmusic.com, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. I'm going to play for you Funny Feeling by Miss Lisa Taylor. www.lltmusic.com, and you can also go to cdbaby.com. And she also said to me that she's getting airplay in the United Kingdom, and she has two singles that are doing well on Amazon.uk, and she has another song called Let Love Shine, baby. And that's Miss Lisa Taylor, independent soul artist from Santa Cruz, California. And coming up next is Mr. Just Patrick singing a beautiful ballad called The Wedding Song, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Ooh.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
I look into your eyes as you walk down the aisle. My heart skips a beat. I never thought this day would ever come for me. But you came along. You complete me, fulfill me, satisfy all my needs. You show me a greater love, and I'm ready to commit to you. So in front of my friends and all my family, my life, I'll be by your side. I never knew that love could be so good till you showed me a better part of. Just giving love, I'll never let you go. I'll hold on through the bad times. I know this is love. I love you, I need you, I really do. Only want you, nobody else compares to you. And I'm gonna make this commitment to you, baby. And all my family, I do. I love you from this day on, and for the rest of my life,
song. You know, if you want to support Mr. Just Patrick, his new CD entitled The Album, please go to Amazon.com or go to iTunes or Rhapsody.com. Just Patrick, that's the name of his album, The Album. It's available on those sites. That's a beautiful, beautiful song. It was that is actually very gorgeous. He also has another song called Sweat Up the Dance Floor. But Just Patrick, the album has 15 tracks, which includes Sweat Up the Dance Floor and the wedding song. That was a beautiful song. And this is Ebola Soul, baby. And coming up next, some new music from Jake and Papa, fusing together like soul and hip hop. Check this out, my baby, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
About to go insane, all these girls around me, so I ain't worried about who's hating on me. All these ladies looking right, and I'ma see tonight just who my baby mama gon' be. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby, baby. Yes, I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby, baby.
So many different ladies, so many pretty faces in here. Me saying my like Johnny Gill. Damn, they all bad. Which one I'm gonna take to the crib? 'Cause by the end of the night, I'ma know who's gonna have my key.
About to go insane, all these girls around me, so I ain't worried about who's hating on me. All these ladies looking right, and I'ma see tonight just who my baby mama gon' be. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby, baby. Yes, I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby, baby.
Yeah, tonight I'm trying to see if you my future baby mama. I write the check before the baby come, just to show you ain't gonna be no drama. Nah.
Couple shots in the back of the Phantom. Then we make love to the baby mama and thumb. About to go insane, all these girls around me, so I ain't worried about who's hating on me. All these ladies looking right, and I'ma see tonight just who my baby mama gon' be. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
R&B artists who are not new to the music game. You know, these two, Cheyenne, Papa Harrell, and Jake Harrell, are the two youngest brothers of former R&B group Brother, known from the hit TV show Brothers to Brother. And they're a duo, which, you know, these two brothers have worked with artists such as R. Kelly, Ne-Yo, and Fabulous. They also sang to Angie Martinez on New York's Hot 97 radio show, performed at BET's 106 and Park, and the ASCAP's Rhythm and Soul Awards. The brothers also got a chance to sing for Stevie Wonder and the late Michael Jackson, baby. And if you want to know more about Jake and Papa, go to http://jake A-N-D-Papa, P-A-P-A .com, baby. And that's the new music, the new soul music, baby, coming to you live here on A Bowl of Soul. And this is the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. And you can catch me on live365.com. And then you can also catch me also on aircheck.us, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, gotta bring you something from the late great Mr. Teddy Pendergrass, talking about, you know what, no matter where you turn, you can't hide, you can't hide from yourself. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Just got to tell you that
you can't hide from yourself.
No,
everywhere you go,
see,
there you are.
The truth is a light shining within. When you look in the mirror, do you see a foe or a friend? And lie all you want now, but more than you go now, gonna break down. Just got to say that
you can't hide from yourself.
Well,
everywhere you go,
see,
there you are.
Make peace with yourself before you can love another. Understand who and what you are before you can go any further. You can lie all you want out, but one day you're gone out. Gonna break down, break down in love. See that you can't hide. I just got to tell you,
you can't hide from yourself.
No,
everywhere you go,
well,
there you are.
You can't hide, you can't hide. Look in the mirror, there you are. Walking down the street, well, look in the snow window, there you go.
You can't hide.
You can't hide.
You can't hide.
You can't hide.
You know you can't hide from yourself, baby. No matter where you turn, you can't hide. And that's the late, great Mr. Teddy Pendergrass. And we're about to wind down here at A Bowl of Soul, baby. We're going to continue to give it up to you. Give it up to you with Miss Stephanie Mills talking about you better put your body into it, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
That's Miss Stephanie Mills talking about put your body in it, baby. And this is a bowl of soul, and we're going to wrap up. And I just want to tell you, let you know about a great event from Winning the Battles in Your Mind, which is presented by Winning the Battles in Your Mind. by Miss Aretha Cleveland, and she's working together. She's doing a Black Tie Gala event where they're celebrating families with children stricken with cancer. This event will be on Saturday, April 27th, 2013, at 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Cobb Galleria Center, 2 Galleria Parkway in Atlanta, Georgia, 30339. If you'd like to purchase a ticket to support the event, it is $50. And it will mean you'll have full course dining, fashion show, entertainment, and more. If you want to know more about this event, please go to www.blackticesforcancer.org. And the proceeds will go to support the Children's Cancer Center, Aflac Children's Cancer Center in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia. And this is the end of A Bowl of Soul. I hope you enjoyed yourself. This is Professor T Love, and make sure you catch me on live365.com, and then I will be going to aircheck.us. Support A Bowl of Soul. Buy A Bowl of Soul hats, t-shirts, and cups. Go to tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul. And if you want to reach me and send new music to me, you can reach me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. I want you to have a great and fabulous weekend. Happy Friday to you, by the way. Make sure you put A Bowl of Soul in your pocket so that when you walk around and you're snapping your fingers and you're light on your feet and you're feeling good, you know that it came from A Bowl of Soul. Have a great weekend. We are our brother's keeper. And make sure you tune in next week to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.